Good afternoon and welcome to the PNP Show. Hope and Parsons brought to you each week with a local chapter of NAACP, courtesy of BW Radio. How you doing today, Doc?
Mr. Pope, I am doing quite well. And what about you?
Doing fine, man. Doing well. And we got a guest with us this afternoon.
We do, and we're very happy to have her here. She is a friend of our show, a friend of Hutchinson, Kansas, a friend of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. She's just an all-around friend. Welcome to you to our program.
Hello, hello.
Well, let's take a few minutes here to tell our listening audience, what are you here for?
I'm here to talk about the groundbreaking stage play that's coming to Hutchinson called
Stuck. Stop right there. Groundbreaking.
That's what it says. It's groundbreaking.
It's groundbreaking.
It's groundbreaking.
Well, we're ready for it, aren't we?
Yes, we're ready for it.
And so, go ahead, continue. I might interrupt you at any given time. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, I'm here to tell you all about this play that's coming to Hutchinson on June.
Month of June.
And it'll be here for 2 days, the 28th and the 29th.
Okay.
And this young lady named Yolanda Pauls, she is the producer, the writer, and the director of this play. And they are coming out of North Carolina. And so, we're asking everyone to come out and see this groundbreaking play. And it's really about the generation strongholds that are real in variety of the families.
Let's stop right there for a second. So, it sounds like an exciting play.
It is. It is.
And before we go any further, who's going to be in it? Where are you going to get your... Because I may want to audition.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about it.
Will you talk to my audience, our audience, about that? Because... I'm already excited. Do you have to do a pre-runner to be a part of it?
Yes, we are asking that you...
Well, they're going to leave me out there.
Oh, no, you can be included. In this play, we are looking for active participation in the community outside of Hutchinson as well to come and participate in this play. And we got a couple of character roles that we're interested in. Pastor Moore, Evil Spirit, and Older Shelley to come participate in this play. So we're seeking everyone to participate.
Do it again. Pastor Moore.
Evil Spirit.
Evil Spirit.
And Older Shelley.
Older Shelley.
Yes.
Pope, which one do you think ought to go for, man?
Oh, you probably ought to go for Pastor Moore there.
You know what?
That sounds like you'd fit a role like that. So.
Well, you know what?
I don't know. Maybe Evil Spirit.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
So if you're interested in this play, we have a link that I can send out as well. As we send out the flyers and the information, I'll send it out too. And there's an email that you can website.
How many people are you talking about?
Well, what they're looking for is probably five or six people in different areas that can come along that wants to participate in the play. You know, in different areas.
Who will they do? I mean, will there be actually an audition? They come early, or they just volunteer and go up on? I mean, how is that going to work?
Well, they're going to volunteer, and Yolanda's going to come down and meet with them so that they know exactly what role they're going to play.
Okay.
And how they make sure they're comfortable in the role that they're playing. Mm-hmm. Before we do the play.
Okay, so they're going to be audience interaction, in other words.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Well, it sounds exciting.
It does.
And Stuck. The title is what?
Stuck.
Stuck. S-T-U-C-K?
Yes.
And give us a brief overview. Stuck is about what? What is the play? What's the theme of the play?
The theme of the play is called Stuck.
Yeah, but what is that about?
Oh, what it's about? It's about breaking... It was the generation strongholds are real in a variety of ways of in the families. And we want to see this family break the generation stronghold.
Well, can I assume something here?
Yes.
There might be some singing involved?
Yes, there's singing. There's acting. There's dancing. Oh, yes.
So this is going to take place again on June when?
June the 29th and the 28th. It'll be June the 28th, Friday at 7 p.m., 29th at 3 p.m. at the Stringer Fine Arts
Center,
yes.
Looks like the...
So talk to me, our audience. it was going to happen in June, sometime way before June, probably in the next few weeks. She wanted to have the names of those people that are going to be interested in doing this play. Is that right?
Yes.
So maybe 2 or 3 or 4 weeks before the actual play, there will be some practicing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense.
And see, we were born with a destiny, but somewhere during this time called life, we have become stagnant. So we want them to come out and see to break the generation curse. So this is what this play is really all about.
Mm. So how did you happen across this material? It's interesting. It's exciting. How
I had the opportunity to meet with Yolanda. And I said, I think this play.
Now, hold on 1 second. Is that the same Yolanda Adams that we know, or a different one?
This is a different. This is a different Yolanda. This is a different one.
Well, you never know, Tia. You never know.
Right. You're right. You're right. You never know. You're absolutely right. I had the opportunity to meet with Yolanda, and I told Yolanda that this would be a great thing to come to Hutchinson. And so she was excited to make it happen and be a
different part.
Yeah. We want something different, and Hutchinson needs this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we're excited. So the most important thing we need to do, too, as well as get the cast going to participate in this play as well, we need the ticket sales.
Well, we have to do that, yes.
So the ticket sales are very important. So we are asking them to go out to, I'll post it for the email so that you all can go out and purchase the tickets. Yes.
But don't you think, Tia, you need people to have tickets in their hands where they may go, they can pitch them to anybody and everybody?
Is that readily
possible?
Available.
That is possible. That is possible.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, you want to get a general idea as to how many people are going to be there.
Right, right.
I know that.
So, yes, I can go back and talk to the Yolanda and her staff and see about getting tickets already to be purchased versus going to the site, and then we can go from
there. You can still go to the site.
Yes, you can still go to the site and purchase the tickets.
But for those that might not have access to going to the site, or at least, you know, sometimes, you know, out of sight, out of mind, and so if you have them readily available for people to purchase, you know, I think it'd make a difference.
And our population is such, Mr. Pope and Tia, that a lot of them are not going to go online and get tickets.
Absolutely. That's what
okay.
I'm saying.
They won't. I mean,
so it's better to have the tickets handy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Very good. Very good. We're making progress.
Yes, we're making progress.
How long the play is it? How long does the play actually last?
Well,
time-wise.
Usually a play usually lasts maybe an hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Yeah, usually an hour and a half for a stage play between the singing and maybe an hour and a half, maybe two, between the singing and the changing into the different.
How big of a cast is it going to take, you know, total?
I'm not for sure, but I think it's from 8 to 12.
Okay.
That's good. Tia and Mr. Pope, since I have been in the play previously, I am considered a professional. How much money?
Zero.
That is too good. So let's kind of personalize it to you.
Okay.
What interests you about getting this play to come? What was the impetus behind it for you?
The infinite is bringing something to the community to inspire not only people of color, but everyone. Because this play is
intergenerational.
She said this play she has been working on is moved by God. So this is a spiritual play. And this play is also for families. It's not just for adults. It's for the kids, teenagers to come and participate in this play. And so it just really encourages me, inspired me that we should do something in Hutchinson. You know, we go a lot of places, but if we can bring this and help promote it, be great for our community.
And you mentioned tickets, and is there, you know, what are the ticket prices, and how do we, you know?
Well, the tickets are
$20
in advance and $25 at the door. So like I said, I will go back and talk to the Yolanda and her party and see what we can do about getting tickets available and mm-hmm. and selling them that way.
Yeah, I think it'd be an advantage to have them available.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we need to get in touch with the boys.
Absolutely.
In Wichita.
Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And flood the local churches in Wichita as well as here.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, you know, you need to well publicize.
Yes. Yes. And that's what we want to do. We want to well publicize it starting now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And getting it out there.
I wonder, too, if she has any media presence already online.
Yes, she does.
She does?
Yes, she does.
So that we need that, that yeah. part of our advertising.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So that would be great to do.
Another thing, I see you had another flyer there in front of you, Doctor. What is that about?
Well, it looks like we have in front of us here the annual Juneteenth Community Celebration. And that's by H-E...
L-O Inc. Hilo Inc.
Hilo Inc. What's that?
H-E-L? H-E-L-L-O, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm missing something. I see
that. What is that, and what does that stand for?
Hilo?
Give us some of the... what does the flyer have on it? What kind of information is it?
Oh, well, let's see. These are the various programs, activities. There you go. These are the programs, and I didn't bring my eyeglasses with me, so I can't see it. But these are the activities that are going to take place over how many days? I can't see it. How many days? 2 days, 3 days?
It says, well, okay, well, we got a couple of dates on here. In fact, we've got 3 dates. It says the flyer itself says annual Juneteenth community celebration. Juneteenth Family Day, it says June 15, 2024, Avenue Way Park, Avenue Way and Main Street from 11 to 3, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It says free food vendors, activities for kids, live DJ, car show, product vendors and informational vendors. Then we got down here, it says a red carpet blood drive is going to be another event that they're going to be featuring. It's Friday, June the 25th. 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and it's going to be at Stringer Fine Arts Center. Blood donors in drawing for, and there'll be a drawing, it looks like, for steak dinner for two at the Airport Steakhouse and red carpet photo opportunity. And then it comes again here with another date that says red carpet Jubilee Brunch and Hair Show. That's going to be on Saturday, June the 22nd, and at Stringer Fine Arts Center. And that show will be, it looks like, from 1 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. Brunch from 11 until 12:30 a.m. No, I think that's probably 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It says guest speakers is Michelle Watley, the Crown Act, founder of CEO Shirley's Kitchen Cabinets of Kansas City, Missouri. And then it's got another guest speaker. It says Tiffany Davidson, American Red Cross. And then it says keynote speaker is going to be Dr. Kawana King from Pratt Community College. So it looks like a whole weekend of slate of events and activities, and it appears that they're all free, so it doesn't look like there's admission for any of this stuff. And so looks like we got a lot of activity going on in the month of June for the community here to come out and participate in and get in and to enjoy.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I like about it, Pope, and you can identify with this, and that's the brunch.
Food, yeah. Food always goes well.
Food will attract people.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So it seems to me, Chia, that they have lined up a nice celebratory
event.
Event.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. And it's also, there's also the NAACP. I know they have their youth chapter's also got some Juneteenth events that are taking place, you know.
And I think that's the 13th and the 14th.
Yes, and they'll be featured at Chester I. Lewis Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So we want to make sure we get that information out there. So for folks that say that they don't know what's going on or there's nothing going on in Hutchinson, well, we've just given you a full slate of activities for the month of June. And so we would hope that, you know, you make note of that and plan on being participants and coming out and enjoying the fun and the activities that are going to be presented.
So this is your play that you're bringing to town?
Yes.
Coincides with Juneteenth?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And so give us, when does it kick off, the annual Juneteenth celebration? When does it start, begin? I know it's not that Friday, is it?
I thought she said the 13th.
It should start the Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, 13th and 14th, Friday, I believe.
So which will be the 13th and the 14th.
Okay, but the red carpet blood drive is not until
this is,
Friday.
This, yeah, this is later on.
Yeah, that's later on. On.
It's later on in the month, yeah. So it's two different activities. One for the first part, 13th to the 14th, and then later on it will come along with this one that's on the schedule for the, looks like the 21st.
Yeah. So.
And then on the then on towards the end of the month, on the 29th, the 28th and the 29th will be the Stuck, the stage play. Okay. And so we've got a full month, a full range of activities there. And so
I think it's really
that's
good.
A good deal, and we hope people will really come out and put it on their calendar and come out and support it because it looks like a lot of fun.
Yes.
So will there be a, at the end of the play, will there be a reception to meet and greet? Any type of ideas or plans about that?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Because I'm pretty sure that people want to be able to meet the celebrities that have performed
yes.
on the play.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting. It really is.
Okay, we got some other activities that are going to be planned because it seems like the summer is full of activities. And I know we've got that. We also have our annual Emancipation Day. Festivities,
right.
festivities and activities that go on, and that's the first weekend in the month of August. Right. And so we are going to be receiving more information as we go. But we do know that they have that they've got the dance plan and the parade has been planned for the first Saturday in August at 10:00 in the morning. And so we're looking forward to. They haven't announced the parade marshal at this particular time, but I know that they're working on that, and so we want you, our listeners to stay tuned to on how those events are developing.
And Mr. Poe, let us take the time now to encourage all citizens of Hutchinson, Reno County to come out and support these various activities because a lot of hard work goes into it.
Yes, a lot of
people. Not only physical, but emotional and psychologically, because you want it to go well.
Exactly. We have a lot of people that put a lot of effort into making these things happen and take a lot of time and sacrifice to make them happen just for the community's enjoyment. And so if you all you have to do is get off a dead center and go out and participate, and you'll find out that you really it was worth the time to go out and participate and attend these functions rather than just sitting at home and kind of letting it get past you. So we want to encourage that, and we also want to encourage the fact that they are soliciting ideas and suggestions on things people would like to see happen in our community, you know, that would generate a lot more interest and you know, participation. So we want to be sure to remember and do that because, as you know, many times I've mentioned the fact to you and others that may not have been around as long as I have about how we look forward to the Emancipation Day activity. It was a real big event when I was a youngster coming up. You know, we had beauty contests. We had rowboat things out in the lagoon in the Cary Park at that time. Mm. We had a big dance, and we normally had a name entertainer that was the person that was there dancing. Yeah, we had live music bands, you know, James Brown and, you know, Ike and Tina Turner and those kind of names like that, you know, back in the day. And it was always a big event. And they're still, and the thing that kind of is different now is, of course, the youth now go for DJs and that sort of thing where we went for live music, but it's still just as exciting, the activities and so forth. And it gives a chance to kind of get out and get involved and renew old acquaintances and, you know, those kinds of things just to get together.
Ms. Pope, why don't you and I start our own band?
I don't know what we would play.
Yeah, it is important for all of us to be able to attend and participate.
Yes, it is.
But also
very
to
important.
Lend support in whatever we do, because you and I always talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
We need more people volunteering.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We need more people who are engaged in the community and who want to make a positive contribution to this particular city, isn't that right?
Yes.
Absolutely. And when we talk about, you know, a legacy and keeping, you know, really come contributing on to something, we talk about 189 years, you know. Not 189 years, but 137 years, I believe,
years
for the Emancipation Day that it started in 1889 time. Is where the 89 comes in, is when it actually began. And so that's a long time to carry on a tradition, and I think that the best way for us to celebrate that is to come out and support it.
Do you know if the young folks are going to have a choir this year?
Haven't heard. I assume that they are. I mean, I know that's usually one of the highlights of the gospel concert, you know, on that Sunday of the Emancipation Day weekend. And so I'm assuming that. But I think they meet on they're still meeting on the first or the second Monday of the month.
It's going to be next week.
7 o'clock.
Yes.
And I think the meetings have been open to the public, and I'm sure they still are.
They still are.
And the location for sure?
I don't know the location, but we will know next week when we have our program again.
Okay, we'll announce next week where the location is, but I'm sure that they're inviting, you know,
and everybody.
Yeah, to come along.
More the merrier.
And volunteer your services and, you know, get involved and help support the efforts, the activities.
Well, let's get back to Ms. Lewis.
Uh-huh.
So, Ms. Lewis, S-T-U-C-K.
Yes, stuck.
Stuck.
Yes.
And you know, let's branch out a little bit about that. Stuck. In your own mind, explanation and estimation, what is stuck? What in a general vocabulary?
Being stagnant. Being stagnant, not moving. You know, we're complacent and stuck.
Is that possible for us to be like that in church as well as out of church?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Mr. Pope, tell us, how can we be stuck in something that may not be good for the church or good for the community?
Well, sometimes we get caught up in tradition, in old habits and so forth. And what we do is we get so stuck in and entrenched in them that we don't look around us and see what's going on and what's changing and what's happening, you know. And so a lot of times things we get passed by.
Yeah.
By things that are beneficial and positive, because we get stuck in some kind of old tradition or habit that's not necessarily that beneficial to us.
Oh, yeah.
And so in these days of these changing times and the days that we deal with today and celebrate, well, we have to make sure we're abreast of what's going on, that we stay involved, we stay engaged in that sort of thing, and just can't get, you know, stuck in our old traditions that we, you know, miss out on many important things that are happening that are beneficial to us.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Mr. Pope and Till, that I am oftentimes stuck in terms of traditions myself.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, I don't like plays that have a lot of cuss words in them.
Not at all. Not at all.
And I know young folks differ on that.
Mm-hmm.
And they see things from a different perspective, a different viewpoint. But I'm just so old school that I just don't like to hear a lot of cussing.
Well, I'm the same. I was taught.
But this play is good. This is not a.
This is a Christian play here. Mm-hmm. I understand,
right.
And I'm in the old tradition as well, because I was always taught that if you use a lot of profanity, well, you didn't have sense enough to carry on a decent conversation, you know. So, but yeah, I agree with you. You know, we want plays that are inspiring. You know, that inspire. You know, and
give us hope.
And you're exactly.
Give us hope.
Yeah. And so I'm looking forward to this, because it's exciting to see that someone's coming all the way from North Carolina to Hutchinson, Kansas, first of all, and then for this to be an outstanding playwright and producer. Well, you know, that's going to be another opportunity in our community that's rare for us, you know. So
Pope, let us have Ms. Tia Lewis continue with her explanation of this play.
Yeah.
So we started off with It's Stuck.
Yes.
It's Stuck. And I see on your flyer the groundbreaking stage play. Is
yes.
that right? Groundbreaking.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Come on, talk to me. What do you mean by groundbreaking?
When you see this play, this is a powerful play.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to come out and show you how to break the curse, the generation curse. You know, as Mr. Pope was saying, you know, how we become stuck and don't want to move or don't want to change. And it kind of hinder us.
Mm-hmm.
So the family, this play here is going to come in and show us how to break the generation curse.
And it's coming to where?
To Hutchinson, Kansas.
No way. No
yes.
way. No way. No.
Yes.
No. I cannot believe it. I cannot.
Yes, it's coming
to
Hutchinson.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
Groundbreaking Stuck.
Yes.
We're excited.
Yeah, we are looking forward to it because it's been some time since we've had, if I can remember, a stage play here in Hutchinson, especially one that features people of color, you know, and that is going to be an encouraging, inspirational type thing, you know, that doesn't make you feel bad or anything. It encourages and kind of lifts your spirits.
Yeah.
And so that's I'm looking forward to that.
Well, to look down at the bottom of your flyer and just preliminarily tell our audience where they can go online to get the tickets.
Okay, you can go online. And I have a flyer that's online as well.
Okay.
On my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's public, so you can actually see it. And it has a QR code on there, too. You can use your phone to purchase the ticket.
Well, hold on one second. QR, what is that exactly?
It's a code that you take your phone,
really?
And you put your phone up against it.
Oh.
And the information pops up for you through your phone so you can purchase your ticket if you like.
That is, I never heard of that before.
I think another interesting
stuck.
I'm stuck.
another interesting thing here is it says that you can view the play trailer and see reviews, you know.
Yeah.
It's got the email down there, and it also has a telephone number here for you to call for more information. So I think that a lot of people, it might be, you know, encouraging to look that trailer up and see the reviews on
it. Oh,
yeah. Yes, go and look. And her name is Yolanda Powell.
Uh-huh.
Powell. And, and go look for the play Stuck.
Right.
And, yes, you will enjoy just seeing the trailer.
That's fantastic. That is really fantastic. Well, we're going to make sure that the tickets are available here in Hutch.
Yes.
At any number of occasions. And it might be prudent and wise for us to identify you people that have the tickets in the community.
Yes.
So that, you know, you want to make it convenient for folks.
And I think it's important to announce that there's a special on the tickets if you buy them ahead of time for just $20, say.
Exactly. Okay.
So there is, there's
we can
definitely,
do that.
There's definitely, it's a special price on the tickets, in advance tickets,
in
if you buy
tickets.
Them in advance.
Yeah.
So we want to remind the listening audience of that as well, because everybody likes a bargain, you know.
I would encourage people to come as families.
Absolutely, the whole family. Friends. It is a family affair. Mm-hmm.
You know, come as church bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Come as civic organizations. Just come out.
Exactly.
Yes.
And see how you can be, encouraged.
It's inspired, you know.
Inspired, yes.
Uplifted,
motivated,
you know.
Uplifted, yes.
And uplifting by a cast of people who might be all racist, but we certainly know they're going to be black.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Some of
yes.
them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited for you.
Me too, yeah.
I'm excited too.
Yes. Okay, Mr. Pope, is there anything else we need to bring forward to our listening audience?
Well, we just need to bring forward to our listening audience that we want them to be sure and tune in every week to the PNP show, because
that's
we're going to either have a high profile interview, or we're going to have current events or something that's of interest, you know. So we want you to tune in and check us out and remember to enjoy the rest of the weekend.
That's it. That's it.
Yes.
First, we want to wish everybody a very happy Mother's Day
for tomorrow, too.
And
that's right.
Hope that they have a very happy, safe, prosperous, and enjoyable family day with the mothers. And give a shout out to all of the mothers. Happy Mother's Day and the best to all of you. And the clock on the wall says it's about time to wrap this up. And so we thank you for tuning in and look forward to talking to you again next week on the PNP show.
Thank you, Mr. Pope, and thank you, too.
Thank you.